30 years ago this month, Congress made it illegal for schools to deny girls the same educational opportunities that boys have. Title IX, as the law is called, has been widely applied to school athletics, and the number of girls participating in sports has soared. But research out today suggests that girls routinely are discouraged from enrolling in certain career and vocational education programs in high school. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The National Women's Law Center spent 2 years investigating vocational education programs. It found that while boys are encouraged to enroll in high-tech, industrial, and computer science courses with clear paths to high-paying jobs, girls are often steered into cosmetology, childcare, family and consumer science courses, which lead to lower-paying jobs. Marsha Greenberger, co-president of the National Women's Law Center, says vocational education programs are shortchanging girls.
But what's the most pernicious about especially this most vulnerable population of young students who often aren't college bound, whose parents themselves have limited education, is that they do not understand what is happening in the schools, and so they don't even realize that they should be complaining.
Some of the worst offenders, according to today's report, include Connecticut, where the state's vocational technical schools are, in some instances, 90% single-sex. Half of New York City's 18 vocational technical high schools are overwhelmingly male. The report also cites the state of Washington, where high-tech companies partner with high schools that are nearly all male. Vocational and career education is not just shop or tinkering with carburetors anymore, the report argues. It's about robotics, website design, engineering, medical and forensic science, jobs for the future that should not be off-limits to young women. Tom Holdsworth of Skills USA, a national coalition of secondary school vocational programs, doesn't dispute that girls are stereotyped. He just doesn't believe teachers or counselors are telling students what to study because of their sex, as a Women's Law Center study suggests.
I believe the opportunities are equal for everyone.
Holdsworth points to a survey released last month by Ferris State University and the National Association of Manufacturers, which showed that when it comes to careers, most high school students choose what they like, not what they're told.
When they asked students who is giving them advice as to their career choices, 78% of them cited their parents, but 51%, over half, said that no one in school had given them any career direction.
19-year-old Amber Jones says that was true in her case. Jones, who graduated from high school in Stillwater, Oklahoma, says no one steered her in one direction or another, although there was some peer pressure on girls to stay clear of welding, carpentry, even some computer courses, she says.
You have guys in your class that discourage you, and they just might say, well, you can't do that, you know, like taking a computer apart or working with the hardware or adding software to, you know, the specific computers. I guess that's just the man's way of thinking, that a woman, you know, the woman's place is in the home, cooking and cleaning, and, you know, so I think it's the woman's job to step up and say, hey, we can do what you do.
Unfortunately, perhaps what Amber went through is quite common.
That's Kelly Arrington of the Oklahoma Department of Career and Technical Education, which created a program called Girl Tech to encourage young women to consider non-traditional careers.
Construction trades, electronic technicians, automobile mechanics, dentists still, architects, those are a few that are still male-dominated.
Arrington says Oklahoma carefully monitors vocational and career technical programs. If the percentage of girls in certain courses don't reflect the school's overall female population, something is usually wrong, says Arrington. A school that does little or nothing to fix the problem can lose its accreditation. It's precisely the kind of action that Marsha Greenberger of the National Women's Law Center recommends.
The law has to be taken seriously. It has to be enforced. Schools have to be held accountable.
The U.S. Education Department's Office of Civil Rights hasn't seen the report, but Greenberger says she's hoping that the department's lawyers will look into some of the more serious violations. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.